Hey, good morning, everybody. That was a little different intro. Time now for your morning update for this Thursday, March 28th, brought to you by the Indoor Racer Showcase. Join Grand Forks Best Source Saturday, April 6th for the 6th annual Indoor Racer Showcase at Home of Economy in Grand Forks. You'll see sprint cars, late models, go-karts, and more. See your favorite drivers like Mark Dobmeier, Jack Croker, Brendan Mullen, the Peterson family, and others too. This free event is open to the public and all ages are welcome. Enjoy spiced pork burgers, brats, and baked beans served by the Grand Forks Central Wrestling Team for a free will offering. There'll be reps from Beers Black Dog Barbecue, Casa M Spice, Dakota Don's Artesian Waffles, Davis Seasoning, and Far Out Nuts. Mark it down on your calendar, Saturday, April 6th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the 6th annual Indoor Racer Showcase at Home of Economy in Grand Forks. All right, our weather today, sunshine. How about that? Sunny skies. We're looking at about 41 degrees. Well, a change of story from yesterday. As part of a plan to upgrade its postal processing, transportation, and delivery networks, USPS announced that it'll be converting its processing and distribution centers in Grand Forks to local processing centers. Now, this means mail in those regions would be first sent to Fargo before being sent on their destinations, even if that destination in the area of a local processing center. So what we're saying here is if you want to send something across town, it's got to go to Fargo and then come back. The changes have raised concerns with the American Postal Workers Union. However, they say that these have not been given enough information about the proposed change. And while USPS has said there will be no layoffs, that doesn't mean employees will not be affected. Well, the date for the annual spring cleanup will be delayed 1 week at Eastside. The event is now scheduled for the week of May 13th through the 17th. City Council was informed of the move last night. The dates also match those in Grand Forks here. Now, residents can place extra items out for trash pickup on their regular dates, and the junk will be hauled away for free. The electronic and hazardous waste event at Eastside will not change, will be held on May 11th. The Grand Forks Electric Recycling event will take place on May 4th. Well, heads up, Grand Forks Police Department will participate in Distracted Driving Awareness Month throughout the month of April, with additional officers assigned to targeting distracted drivers. City of Grand Forks prohibits the use of a wireless communications device to compose, read, or send an electronic message while driving. That violation, by the way, carries a $200 fine. Well, a planned end-of-the-year bash near the UND campus has been given a preliminary denial by the Grand Forks City Council. Greek organizations Sigma Chi and Sigma Nu want to fence off their front yards on the 2800 block of University Avenue for a music-filled event on May 3rd. Now, the number of students attending the event would be capped at 1,000. Several council members say they received complaints about trash and noise during past events. Attendees would bring their food and drinks. Now, a letter from UND police also expressed concerns with the application. City Council, by the way, will take one last look at that event next week. Give a little break here. Talk about C&H Insurance, who begin with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and, of course, service. You know, their thing is to give everyone who walks through their door special attention to the best customer service possible. That's what they strive to do. It's their priority. Agents have a ton of experience, over 50 years of insurance experience. They're licensed in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. Contact Justin, Jody, or Tammy. Call them up, 218-773-0287. You can also drop into their offices at 1427 Central Avenue, Northwest, East Grand Forks. You know, Grand Forks' best source, we insure through C&H Insurance. Maybe you ought to think about doing the same thing. Well, Midcoast Sports has laid off a number of employees, including Fargo-based on-air play-by-play announcers Brian Sean and Jody Norstedt. Now, Midcoast says some of the laid-off employees may be used in a freelance capacity. Midcoast Sports has contracts for University of North Dakota hockey, football, and men's and women's basketball. And finally, in sports, NBA last night, Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Detroit Pistons 106-91. Timberwolves play the Denver Nuggets tomorrow night. College hockey, NCAA tournament starts tomorrow with North Dakota taking on Michigan. They've got the late game at 7:30. NHL, Minnesota Wild fighting for a playoff spot as they host the San Jose Sharks tonight at 7. And how about this? Major League Baseball season opener today. Minnesota Twins kicking off the season in Kansas City today. 3-10 game against the Kansas City Royals. And there you go. That's your morning update brought to you by EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? All right, Dirty Thursday at 11 o'clock today, brought to you by River City Speedway. Our guest host, Stephen Lewis, going to join us as we sit down with Victoria Stutsky. Going to be talking about racing modifieds, late models, and being a lawyer. Tune in at 11 to find out more and make sure you like, share, tag, and follow us. We know the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.